Supporters of Gustavo Petro marched through Bogotá to mark 100 days of the country's first ever leftist president. Some of Petro's loftier ambitions have been quietly dialed back as the government faces the realities of soaring inflation and a gaping fiscal deficit. But for those here, Petro's promise of change remains intact.
We're very happy with what has been accomplished in these 100 days. He is trying to fulfill what he has proposed. Obviously, some things need to be revised, but we remain steadfast that change can be achieved.
To ensure governability and try to assuage market fears, Petro has managed to build a broad coalition in Congress with the traditional parties he often criticized.
Para aumentar la justicia social.
A strategy that allowed him to pass a $20 billion fiscal bill, raising taxes on fossil fuels and the rich to finance social programs. He's also instituted a total peace law to start negotiations with all remaining guerrilla and paramilitary groups in the country, and an unprecedented deal with Colombia's powerful cattle ranching association to buy 3 million hectares of land to redistribute to poor farmers. In a press conference on Wednesday, surrounded by his cabinet, Petro presented a list of 50 achievements he says point towards greater political and social justice.
Politics today are not divided by left and right. The division is among policies that empower life and those that extinguish it.
And foreign policy has spearheaded an international campaign to change drug policy and fight climate change, while also restarting relations with neighboring Venezuela after years of tension. But his government also faces growing criticism on his economic messaging. His ministers making contradictory announcements about ending oil and gas exploration, which many observers blame for the fall of the local currency, the peso, against the dollar.
Petro is doing the job that he was elected to do. He did campaign for changes and he is proposing new ideas. What I don't like is his government's announcements on the economy and how they intend to manage the economy. They change every day the government's policies on the oil sector, on new contracts, on exploration, have caused the markets to whirlwind.
But despite these missteps, Petro's approval ratings remain strong, with half the country supporting his administration in polls. That's 20 points higher than his predecessor at this point, which means Petro still has a large political capital to spend as he tries to advance in transforming one of the most unequal countries on earth. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogota.